The time is just about 7 o'clock p.m. You're listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7. Coming up next, Calculated Conversation.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating but scared to kick reality.
Man, you've been doing all this dope producing. You ain't had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
Yes, yes, welcome back. This is the wonderful Calculated Conversation Radio Show. I'm your host, DJ Jazzy Dave.
Hey.
I'm just kidding.
Cam Jones.
Cam Jones and David Jefferson back in the building.
Yes, sir.
And it is a pleasure, and we are all thrilled and happy on this wonderful, lovely day.
Righteous.
Righteous.
How you feeling?
Man, I'm well, man. I'm extremely, extremely well, bro. Yeah. Yep, always blessed. A big event we popped off at with the People's Market this weekend.
Yes.
So that you came through.
Yeah.
I seen you pull up. Did you have a cup on you?
Yes.
You did.
So, quick little blurb.
He already making his defense. We ain't even charging him nothing yet.
So there's this running theory that I feel like about 85% of the places lets it through. And I say if you don't make a point to make it a point,
mm-hmm.
then you can get in. So far, my theory has been working. I think I've only been turned down once, or even acknowledged.
Yeah, I think you got to just act like it belongs in
exactly.
there. That's you know, I mean, they feel the energy and the vibes get off when you know you're wrong.
Right, right. See?
What's that cup doing here?
That's it.
Why but are
this
you shaking?
One, I will say this one, I came, I emptied it out beforehand, at least give that, and then I just had them pour the drink that I had inside into there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you go to the bar?
Yeah. Yeah,
Rex whiskey.
Stop there. I didn't do the whiskey. I'm
the vodka.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I tried it.
Anyways, the People's Market is a wonderful.
We went all.
Yeah. I know we was going deep. We was gonna make a whole show about the bar. I was like, okay. Anyways, the People Market. It was a market for the people. No, but it was a huge marketplace, man. It was over. It was a couple of hundred businesses in there, man. I mean, what do you think?
So, look, when I came in, this is one of the things I took away. When I came in, it was almost, the stimuli was like almost overpowering for a second.
Yeah.
Because it was so many, you know, businesses, people of color.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make sure I make an eye contact and I'm giving some type of acknowledgement as yeah. I'm coming through, along with people passing on each way. So it was just like, oh, like I felt like a kid yeah. just being, oh, I'm wanting to see everything, touch mm-hmm. everything. And then seeing people, you know what I mean? Like, but it was the feeling as soon as walking in that door,
yeah.
it was there, right?
Right
the
right.
idea like that culture, we right here right now. And that to me was everything. That I went upstairs and just sat for a second, just watched.
Just took it all
everything
in.
Everything happening.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did a great job with the setup, the little, the Chinese lanterns,
mm-hmm.
that setup for the lights, that was crazy dope.
But oh yeah, you seen all that?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that until somebody took a picture and I looked, I was like, what's that behind me?
Right. Yeah, they did their thing, and then there was something going on with the natives inside of the auditorium.
Yep.
I didn't stay in for that to catch that part, but I know they were setting up. I seen some video clips from that, and was like, yeah, this is everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, I mean, those type of events, man, I mean, they're just priceless, bro.
Yeah,
it's just, you know, when you get a market full of people that are moving forward and that are positive and that are all creatives.
Right.
Or if they're not creative yet, they believe in the creativity, which is why they're there.
Yes.
You get all that in one building, the conversation is just ridiculous, man. Like, they're great. You know, you meet new people, you
right.
meet new businesses, you meet new customers. You know, typically people are happy and
yeah.
you know, like there's that most people have a vision in there, man.
Yeah.
And so like to be able to share with other people's vision,
mm-hmm.
and let them tell you where they come from, how right. they started, what moved them, where the inspiration came from,
right.
and tell them your story, and then and then support each other just because you guys are having a conversation. So you want to be a part of the process.
Exactly.
You know, it's crazy, man. It's amazing, bro. You know, I always recommend anybody with any type of business, whether it's a product or service, pop-ups is one of the most amazing things you can do for your company by far.
Yeah.
You know, even having a store don't give you the feel that you get when you at a community pop-up right. vendor. You know, it's just different.
Right.
You know.
And it was a crazy assortment just of the things being offered.
Textiles
and every it was just like, oh, we got rugs, we got they're making and it was food.
Sweet potato pies. Okay, that's my little love handle talking.
Look, you know that was the part where I got over. I was hungry, but it was too many options, and I just left without food.
That happens though.
It was too many. I was like, but with that
first world problems.
Hey, right. But took that time to just really take it in. That's where I did like 3 laps because the first one I felt like I was just going around to see who's where, yeah. And then slowed it down and made sure to talk to the peoples. Morg was with me, so I had Morgan with me, and she was bouncing through there with me. But it just that was everything. I needed that. I needed that bit of energy flow in that moment. I feel like that was supposed to.
Yeah, it really puts things in perspective, and you know, like, and if you don't have anything, and for the people that don't have an idea yet or have a business or a plan yet, it's always important to be around people that actually have one, so you can kind of get a dose of some of the vibes that that they push out, and you can start to feel it, and you can sort of connect it with yourself and decide your own fate or your own lane, and that can give you spiritual energy, you know, to be who you're supposed to be. Right. Just being around people, you know, like being around good people should inspire you to look deeper into yourself, especially if they've already done that work on themselves. You want to join that club. It's an amazing club, an amazing feeling, man. So yeah, I was blessed, man. And they invited me back for the second day, and that was.
Oh, so you did both? Oh.
I was supposed to only do Friday. They didn't have room. They didn't have room for me.
Got it.
But it's funny because I asked the lady if I can come back tomorrow, even though they were packed. She was like, well, I don't think so. I mean, too many, everybody's asking now. So, I mean, probably not going to happen or whatever. But I was like, oh, that's cool. But then I went back to my booth. I was like, nah, it's too much going on here. I got to be here. The universe is going to make a way.
Right.
And so 5 minutes before the event was closed, she was like, we had cancellation. Can you come tomorrow?
Hey.
I was like I said, set me up tomorrow too. I got to be in the building. But, yep, amazing movement. My people's market. Next year they'll be back and we'll be in the building again.
That's everything.
What else is new?
I was trying to tuck some of them shirts up under.
I saw. You know what?
I was like,
I was actually getting my massage, man. When I seen somebody over there with some orange Jordans on, I was like, I couldn't look up because I was like this. I could see the bottom half. I said, look like they stealing. Look like it was halfway over the counter, and I was like, what's.
Looked out the booth. The community was strong because the lady next door was like, he'll be right back. He right over there. It was like,
I told her to put a stop to.
Yeah, she came through. Yeah, she was there quick, fast, and in a hurry. But good, I did get my photo finished. So
yeah, you did. You that did way. That. Yeah, it was a pleasure, man, seeing you pull up.
Right, supporting legit, the movie. That was the reason I came down. I said, I hit Morg. Was like, yeah, he there. I saw that one because Friday I didn't have no ability to get out there. But seeing that was like, yeah, I got to go show up. You know, most of the time I pull up to any of the places you be at, it'd be come check you out and do the walk around.
And what's cool about it, you know, for you, you don't set up, you don't do a booth there, but you go and you connect with everybody. Right. You share energy. I see you in conversations. Right. I see you supporting, talking, inspiring, pushing, motivating all the way around the board.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm sure, like, you know, from your point of view, like, it's always well worth it.
It's the fun thing because I feel like I already had the alley-oop to be here.
Right. Yeah,
that's where it's like, okay, I got business here. My here. So, but in there and wiggling around. And I think that's been one of those things that people are starting to get used to seeing that and have over the years, right? Mm-hmm. So it's these people that we come across, and I feel like it's becoming more visible over these past couple years with, you know, the different platforms we're both on. It brings a certain amount of excitement, you know, and people I think they have their expectations of both of us. So coming in, I'm gonna probably be in the mood and be able to get a couple hee hees and ha ha's off and be able to be entertaining.
Don't miss the community pop ups, man.
At all.
Please don't miss them. I mean,
and purchase something.
Yeah, and support small business.
Support that.
But on to the next. I don't wanna, without further ado, I know you had some wonderful experiences this week. Yes. Hey, before we get into that, tell me about Woke. Another segment of Woke is coming up.
Yes, so that's something that definitely for the listeners, take a second. You can go over to wokepdx.org. Look on the events page. We got the third installment of the Shade series coming up on December 7th. This one is going to be covering culture. And got some special guests. We got Dr. Karinge, which is an activist, author. You guys might know him as the creator of Kwanzaa. Okay. And he's going to be there discussing African-American culture, the striving and struggle, bringing forth the best in ourselves. We've got Dr. Jackie Wurz. She's the assistant dean for graduate studies at OHSU. She's going to talk about culture from an Asian Americanist perspective, mental health and the stigma within medicine. And then Dr. Andre Walcott, the scientific program manager at OHSU, and he's going to discuss his experience as the first African-American to graduate with his PhD program in the school's 50-year history, navigating many cities and varying cultural differences and LGBTQ culture.
So, boom, boom.
It's going to be a cool, engaging experience. You guys can go to Eventbrite, get tickets from there, or go to the site. There's a link on there to get you to the Eventbrite to grab yourself a ticket and just come out, support. All the information is on there. I'm excited for it. I'll be a host. So I'll be talking on the microphone for a little bit, bringing people in. But yeah.
You're going to like the way you feel. We guarantee it.
Guaranteed.
That was a Men's Warehouse commercial, if y'all remember that. But so yeah, I'm definitely
still popping. I ain't seen a commercial for Men's Warehouse in hella. Maybe because I don't got cable.
Or maybe because they're rich and they don't need the commercial. Like Bentley don't have one either.
They, y'all just know. Y'all know where to get it.
We know y'all got the bids. But yeah, Woke PDX. I missed the last two, man. You know, due to my birthday that one time.
Yes.
You know, whatever. But this time, man, I'm in the building. Bringing a special guest.
Hey.
And we gonna be in there really connecting with the people.
Yeah. And this one
we gonna be waking up in there.
A slightly different format. So if any of the listeners ever been to one of the previous ones where we started with our activities and then did the breakout groups to have our discussion on whatever the topics are, this is gonna be a little bit different, being that we have the three speakers. So that's gonna be the experience this time. Mm-hmm. It's more just hearing their story and what they're kind of bringing to the table. And there'll be a Q&A session and so on.
Of course.
But of course, we'll be running back through probably January. Probably March will be the first event of next year. Mm-hmm. And that'll be the full experience.
All right. And this one is when again? November what?
December 7th.
Oh, December 7th. Yes. Okay. So yeah, you got a little time.
WokePDX.org.
Log on. Get your tickets.
Go.
Now, is there going to be a food cart there? I mean, I'm asking for a friend that got love handles.
Yes. There is going to be a food cart there.
Just so the people know.
So that's one of the things with the Woke PDX events. It's always a local food cart. This is going to be Jamaican cuisine. If I knew the name of the place, I would say it. I should know it.
Right.
I'm trash with names. Hi, I'm Cam Jones. This is one of my shortcomings.
And this is less known accountability. So nobody can say that he didn't admit this. So he's clear from now on.
Yes.
That's how you clear yourself. See, be accountable.
You've got the general right. Information.
I told you the truth. Now what? You want to keep arguing? No. But that's dope too. Yeah.
This past Thursday, we got a lob thrown over from the homie DJ Am over at The Numbers, another local radio station.
I heard of him.
Yeah, just got put together, and it's kind of geared towards our African-American community. A lot of programming kind of targeted. Mm-hmm. They're doing a lot of cool stuff out here, putting on events for the community, giving artists a space, like local artists, to be able to come and have their music played, spun in regular rotation, be a part of these different events on both sides, not just like performing, but actually helping with the back end of stuff. But anyways, we got invited, myself and Joyce, shout out Joyce, to come and do live interviews at the Portland Art Museum.
Okay.
So on Thursday, with the first Thursday of every month is first Thursday, so a lot of the art spots open up and let people in for free. So it's a cool way to come and socialize and be with the peoples of the arts.
Man, moving forward.
It actually pops very hard down there. But with that, we set up shop there. There's a installment in town, Hank Willis Thomas, phenomenal artist, mixed media artist. That's the easiest way to group it together. And he has his installment, All Things Being Equal, is what it's called, the exhibit. And in here, we get to see him provide his perspective on a lot of the civil rights era mishaps, tragedies,
fiascos,
and then just some of the, I think some of the deep rooted, some of the deeper rooted systematic issues here in the States between persons of colors and others. With that, it was a crazy experience of going through and seeing this setup, because there's your audio portion, there's your visual, you have, there's quilts in here. That's like, oh, a quilt. But then one of those things that once you pay attention to the quilt, you'll pass by it and be like, oh, a lot of cool sports jerseys. Cool. Wait a second. That looks like, oh, that is a, oh, wait, there's another thing over here. Oh, it's an actual whole scene going on that just looked like jerseys to start with.
Right.
And then, you know, for people that know the history of how we told stories through quilting, you know, that's another adage to what was going on. So I don't want to give away too much on here. You guys go check out Portland Art Museum. That exhibit is going to be there until January, I believe. January 12th. Yeah, it'll be there from January up until, it was opened on October 12th, so it'll be going until January 12th. Take yourself a couple hours, walk through there, be immersed, get the feeling. But that experience was dope, capturing people, because we were set up, we were set up at the midway point of the exhibit. So people hadn't even finished going all the way through. So being that it was higher traffic than normal, they were playing music. They had never had anything like that there. That was the other dope thing. That was the first time of them having a DJ up there. So a lot of the people were commenting on coming in. And there's also another whole different exhibit there that had nothing to do with this. So I know some people were coming in there like, what is happening? But people talking about that, having the music while this experience was going on, what that did. To kind of draw them in, especially with certain songs that were playing, where there was, I think, like an Outkast was playing, which he actually used one of the Outkast songs on one of his exhibits. So I feel like there was a tie-in. One of the questions we kept asking people is, you know, when walking through here before they got to the area where they could hear the music, did this, did any of the displays make you think of a period of music, or was there a song? Did, like, did something jump out?
Right.
Which is wild, because I was thinking about that when I was walking through and kind of processing, and there was a moment where the After Police, there's a display, for whatever reason, that's the song that jumped out at me. And then going through a little further, Be Humble jumped in my head, and I felt like Kendrick should have been playing through that part as I was walking through it. So talk to people to get that. There was a few people that sat down and gave us some answers, like, I almost wanted to move the mic and just get my notes out, like, yikes. Like, and what was dope is it was people, not all black people. It was like a white lady sat down, younger. She ended up finding out after she, you know, gave her a spiel that she was a preschool teacher or kindergarten teacher. And she was like, her whole thing, because I commented that it seemed like you had thought this out, like you knew these questions were coming. And she was like, well, I just try to immerse myself because I know this stuff as far as being in a teacher and being in, I want to be ahead of this. So when these things get presented, I'm not searching for answers.
She already,
And she was hitting on the points where it was like, oh, you're, you knew what was going on. Yeah. Like, so, but there was a few other people that sat down and kind of gave some great, robust answers as far as the experience. We had a lot of people from the East Coast. Like, there was a guy that sat down. He was in marketing. He came out from New York, like in our age bracket, and came and he worked for Nike. And he was saying that, that was the thing that got him, was like the Nike ads, where, I don't know if you can see this right here. Where he was like seeing that really caught him and understanding the depth of that. And that's another piece, is where he uses a lot of sculpture stuff where it's like, you know, an arm catching a ball and just, anyways, the being able to hear people give their piece on what it, what they got from it. And then also, why is this important for Portland? Right? Because that was the bigger piece of, like, we don't get, and not even that, to be on the center stage at the Portland Art Museum, not at, you know, somebody's spot over here in the Southeast, not, no knock to that, anywhere that this stuff can be on display, great, right? But to be right here, center stage, like, that's important,
right?
Because it's center stage, right? And so it's being put in the face. And I think having more of this stuff, and along with the people that were sitting and talking with us, they also shared that this needs to happen more. More of this needs to come through so people can be exposed to it in a real way, and also be in these spaces with people who are reflected in these. You know what I mean? And just the perspective. I feel like that was the big thing of me walking through there and seeing so many of these things, and the creative ways in which you can tell a story outside of just your words or paintbrush to a canvas.
Crazy.
Like,
crazy.
Boop. Like, how did you think, like, that is...
That's a whole little mathematical formula.
About, like... And it's a way of looking at the world. I think that's the piece, is a way of looking at the world. I know I had a conversation here recently, this little tangent, but a conversation with the artist, and she was mentioning how everybody can do, if one person has done it, anybody else can do it. Mm-hmm. I said, I semi-agree. I agree to an extent. I said, I think some people are born different. Their neural pathways definitely hit different in their mind. There's people who smell colors. Mm-hmm. I can't compete with that. I can't teach myself to smell a color, right? So having that understanding, the same way some people can read a date, they know the day of the week that what December 6th, 12/10 was. You know what I mean? Like, right. They can go, and it's there. It's a way in which information is processed that I don't think is something that's necessarily teachable.
Right,
I feel like
course.
Certain creative, real creative visual artists, they're wired different. It's a thing that's taught.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is something, a way that they view the world. And so when we're looking at it like, why didn't I... It's very simple, because right. You're not wired
to
see that. You know what I mean? Yeah. But I do think, even with that being said, there definitely are things you can cultivate and build up through repeated, you know, doing.
Yeah.
But I appreciate, right? Yeah. Being able to take these regular things, because you look at everything through there and it's like, oh, I could have came up with that. And right. If I needed to tell a story, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Now I've got different ideas of how I can tell a story.
That's crazy.
How I can put things out there. And knowing that these are, you know, personal, real personal pieces, really personal. And not just personal, but they speak to a whole group of people almost universally,
right?
Which is everything. So yeah, that's my spiel. Did that, wrapped it up, did great photos at the end. Boomerang. I need to start using Boomerang more. Another tangent. Boomerang is pretty dope for creating content that feels like it's interactive.
Is that an app?
They have it as an app. Of course, it's part of Instagram, but it's also standard.
Oh, I'm Boomerang. About that. Yeah, I've seen that.
But yeah, we got some cool stuff on there. But anyways, if you guys get a chance, go check out the Portland Art Museum.
How much was it? So that people can know.
Free 13 on... the first Thursday. Outside of that, I will tell you guys, and we're gonna cue up a song. Go ahead, sing that. Drop that beat.
Drop that beat. Boom, boom. Anyways, so
it's $20 for members and adults. So it's $20. $20. Students are 17. Children 17 and under, free. Nice.
So have a crispy Andrew Jackson on you when you pull up. But I'm definitely going to check that out, man. Like, that is crazy. The message through that, you know, the creativity, the things that's heard without things being spoken. Mm-hmm. Sheesh, that's powerful.
Man, and yes.
Like you said, it takes a special, you know, a special mindset, a special destiny to even come up with that, you know, and deliver it so smoothly and relatable.
Even that, you know? that adage that I was saying when we were off air about the love rules, like, that's what you walk into.
Absolutely.
That's the first thing that you pass walking through the doors. And it ties back in
right.
to the message being preached all the time on this show, of the idea of operating out of that place of love.
Yep.
And if it's coming from that space, that's always going to overrule. That's going to win. Maybe not in that moment. It may not seem
right.
like it.
Right, right? Exactly. That's the trick.
Yeah, in that moment. But if it's coming from that place, that's what's always going to win.
Right.
I was looking at the Instagram post that I had made of that light setup, mm-hmm. and scrolling, I came across one of those weird wormholes you go and you end up on somebody's page and you don't know how you got there. I was on one of those, and for some reason that sign was bouncing around in my head, and as I'm scrolling this page, I'm just like, that's it right there.
Yeah.
And I understand pictures can't, but sometimes I feel like you can feel, right? Like, this person is love.
Like, oh, yeah.
All the interactions, the smile on their face, the kids' faces, the people that they're with, that are wide range of people. And it's like, this is, you don't show that many teeth trying.
Right,
that
right.
Your fake smile only gives so many.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. You don't get the back ones.
You don't. Catching those hearty laughs, like, I'm not even trying to be cute for this. We're just really in this moment, and it got captured. And that was a crazy little tie-in for me, because it was immediately after looking at that and then happening to land on this page. And it went to this idea of just how people that really are operating from that place, how that is noticeable.
Right.
And that it can be felt. You don't have to necessarily know a person's background and all that in some situations. I think that some people lead with that, right? It's a lot of us that lead from caution, right? Valid.
Right.
A lot of us lead very cautiously, but it also limits the love in which we're trying to give out.
Right.
It limits the respect. It limits so many things because we're trying to guard,
right?
As opposed to giving freely. Because at that point, you're doing your part. They can fumble that, right? But of course, nobody wants to be hurt. Nobody wants to be sad, angry, upset, whatever. You know what I mean? But there are people who do operate that way from the jump.
Right.
It's here.
It's crazy, bro. This conversation comes up all the time, and I know we talk about it on a regular basis. But you know, we on the subject of love and just the importance of it. You know, and how instrumental it is to everything that you claim you're asking for. We don't really realize that love has got to be at the center of everything that you do.
Right.
And even if it's looking good or it's looking prosperous or profitable, you can almost guarantee without love, you know, you got an end date coming real soon. You know, because that's the only thing the universe really responds to.
Right.
And so, you know, in having a conversation yesterday, it's crazy. I was caught a Lyft last night.
Okay.
You know, to be responsible.
Okay.
On my way to the birthday party.
Okay.
You know, man, it had a crazy conversation with the driver, man. And it was just, you know, it basically just kind of represented how much work we still have to do with this love thing, you know, and especially love of yourself.
That part.
It's so many people that's just kind of hurt from their experiences with other people. Mm-hmm. We got so many people who have their happiness contingent upon what other people do and say and make them feel. You know, with that being said, you know, you're taking the power of within away from you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to just try to keep the power of love. You know, it doesn't always look like it's gonna work. It doesn't always look like the right thing to do. And even deeper than that, society is teaching us that love is going to keep us too vulnerable, you know, to a point to where they almost guaranteeing us that we're going to be in some sort of pain, you know. And so we coming out and we approaching, you know, scenarios off top already on guard and skeptical.
Right.
And so I try to, and what we try to do is, and basically the conversation I had last night was just someone who had been really hurt in the past. I think the hardest thing for her to do was to look at herself, which I understand. You know, I mean, that's not nothing we're taught. I mean, what we don't live in a society that says if anything goes wrong in your life or you get in situations that don't make you feel good, always look at, you know, at some of your own actions, some of your own words, or some of your own lapses of information. Of other, even of just other people, right? And so the goal is to try to continue. I stress the idea of there being a line that the average person doesn't know how to walk on. I mean, most people are either one side or the other. They trust way too much, too freely, or they don't trust at all.
Yes.
And the line is staying open to the availability of extraordinarily positive circumstances. And simultaneously protecting yourself from hazardous circumstances at the same time.
I'm glad you hit on that, because that something I wanted to say in that idea of operating out of a place of love, but also understanding the love of self, right?
Yeah.
And so your self-love is having boundaries, right?
Yes.
That's a big part of it. They might come off rude. It might come off this or that to the outside people, but this is love of yourself.
You might get blocked.
Hey, many a times. There's always five comments, and I can only see three.
Not funny.
But it's the piece of understanding that part of yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's that's down to just the basic stuff. Like, I need to start respecting myself more and go to sleep.
Right.
Sometimes. Right. It's just, but it's that, it's those simple things. Saying no because I need to lay it down. Right.
Right.
Those parts and pieces. And that comes off, for some people, that comes off wrong. Right. That come, or not comes off wrong, that comes off as they're tripping, they're right. acting new, they're acting funny, whatever it may be. But again, if you have it here, then it jumps out. That jumps out. Think about people who, for instance, today being at the Abbey Creek Winery, right? He's doing it his way,
mm-hmm.
like fully. And you typically find people who love what they do, they're able to break the mold and do it in their fashion. Why? Because they have this beacon of what they're doing it for, and that does not waver
at all.
So they're doing this because it's coming from here. So no matter what they do, it's going to line up with this, yeah. this understanding of what I'm trying to do, which is something that I love.
Right.
Right. Those are the businesses and so on. They go, you got hustlers, people who can sell anything.
Right.
But to create something that's going to be able to push and actually go, that's a whole different animal.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's many people that are hustlers and can sell whatever. Right. But it's a constant flip. What's the new thing? What's the new thing? But it's like, I don't love this. I enjoy making money. Right. right. But then you have people that have a passion for what they do and actually have a actual love for it.
Right.
And that always let me not say always, not hyperboles. Typically, a lot of times,
most times
that lasts often
under normal circumstances
that runs the race right. And because they can always come back when they're feeling down, when things aren't going, they still have this in them that I'm still doing this.
Right.
There's a simple, and this ain't even a whole tangent, but sriracha that everybody loves now. I'm the original sriracha man, just for the people out there. Check my background. Right. With that being said, this man has never raised the prices. He's never trademarked it. That's why sriracha's on everything. His idea was not to try to just make crazy money off this. He right. made something and was like, here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been there. That's why it doesn't increase. That's why you can get a gallon for $4, right? right? But and also letting people be able to brand. Like, he could make crazy money if he had branded that, trademarked that, and people had to pay licensing to be able to use it. But it's simple things like that. Like, he was going to do this, and he did this for whatever reason, but clearly it was a love of maybe a recipe that was passed down to him, and he just wanted the world to mm-hmm. taste this.
Right.
So understand that when people are operating in that realm, that works. The hip hop winery, or the hip hop brunch mm-hmm. at a winery, that doesn't even go hand in hand. That doesn't even, rap music and wine does not, outside of 28-year-old birthday turnips, that doesn't go hand in hand.
Right.
Right. So understanding when you do it your way and it's coming from here, it's most likely going to work in a way that'll keep you comfortable.
Right.
Because you're not having to keep adjusting and changing the model and the mold.
Right. right.
You know, outside of just keeping up, right? right. Technology and things like that. But outside of that, that place, you have the anchor, and that's what pushes through. Self-love, though, which is what I started with, making sure that the self-love piece may come across to people as rude, but that's one of the most important elements, because if you give, but don't know how to necessarily give yourself that love,
right.
you're going to run yourself into the ground. And then at that point, you don't have anything to anchor, and you're going back to what you said. You're looking outwardly. It's the likes. It's the pats on the back. It's the people, you know, cheering. We all like to be cheered at a point, right?
Right.
But if that's where everything is coming from, then when it's not there, what do you have? What is going to motivate you? What's pushing you?
Mm-hmm.
Empty gas tank.
I just hope the purpose, I just hope a lot of people understand the purpose of the show. It's just to have uncomfortable conversation and to relate on levels that people typically try to avoid, you know, because they don't always feel good. It is uncomfortable when you have to keep people at a distance because you're in tune with yourself
mm-hmm.
and where you are. And when you're on that level, you understand what you can and cannot be around. You know what you can and cannot do.
Right.
There's no wavering on those things because there's a bigger goal that, mm-hmm. you know, we already have our eyes set on. And so we automatically know in our heart if this action or these words line up with that goal or not.
Right.
And getting to a point to where we don't have to make that decision. We just know it's wrong.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, and that's when people get into a situation where they are trying to second guess the universe, you know, kind of second guess their own passion and themselves, you know. You have to, I mean, as hard as it is, you know, as much as we want to believe in people, trust people to make us happy, you know, put our heart in people's hands. I mean, you have to have certain circumstances under which you will leave people alone that you're unable to sacrifice, you know, that you cannot waver on. You have to have those. Those are the things that are in line to protect you from, you know, unforeseen circumstances and energy. You feel it, you don't know why, but you feel it, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and as the longer we ignore these things, the more we can get confused about who we are, why we're right. here, or who to accept and who not to accept. Right. So we accept anybody, right. and then we don't have standards, and then we get hurt, and then we blame the opposite sex.
Right.
Or we blame a whole race of people or a whole class of civilization, whatever the right. heck it is. We blame something.
Right.
But right. we rarely say, wait a minute, like, I need to educate myself a little bit deeper on myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? People's not doing that work. They're looking for education on of themselves outside of themselves, and they're being confused.
Right.
And so that level of education is the only thing I think that's going to help you understand where the line is between being available for extraordinarily good things and unavailable, you know, for normally bad and frustrating things. Mm-hmm. Without that, you don't know what the line is. We don't know the line is you on either side. Mm-hmm. And either way, you know, you're not getting what you feel you deserve, bro. Right. So,
and I think that comes from not taking any time out to process situations.
Yes, process.
And see how it affected you, why it affected you, and sitting with that.
Yeah.
Right. And I think and as saying this, I understand too, with lifestyle where things are so fast, like having time to do that is not, I understand time can be limited, right?
Very.
It depending on your situation, but making that a priority, going back to self-love, mm-hmm. making that a priority to create that type of time, you know, that's a car ride. How many car rides can be made in a day? And cut the music off and think, right? Allow yourself to kind of process through those things and see why you can't do this, right? Or you keep ending up in these same type of situations. What is it that you keep doing? Right. What is it that you keep allowing?
Right.
What is it that your instinct, your guts is telling you, chill, but you're overriding that. Mm-hmm. And continuing forward, like taking that time to really look at that.
Right.
You know, you look at people and you see, and this is one of the things I know for myself since a child. There's so many situations I've been in and things went crazy. I don't think it's too many people that can say they've seen, no matter how wild, seen me really thrown too far, because I accept my part in how yeah, things happen.
Absolutely.
I didn't been in some situations it was like, oh, well, yikes. All right.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Right.
But I understand my part in it, and I've always taken things on the chin in a certain way because I understand to get mad at somebody. Me and you do something together and something happens, mm-hmm. and it's not favorable for me to put that on you, and I was a willing participant in
right
that,
right
what
exactly.
How can I be upset and be throwing that energy your way?
Right.
I'm mad at me. Right. But that's where what we talk about, if people, it's so easy to ping it off. Right, it's this person, it's because of this, it's because of that, it's because of, yeah, there's a million excuses that could be used, not even excuses, there's a million actual thing, but how much of that are you going to put on yourself? And that's, I think that's just the hard part, is being able to take that in. It's easy to say it, right? Be accountable. We love the words, like a lot of these words are great words, but actually putting them to use,
right?
And I think too, with that being said, and this is where we haven't touched on this in a while, is when you have people in your life that are actually trying to make a transition from who they were into who they're trying to be,
right?
Having some patience, right? Mm-hmm. If that's something that they're trying to do, have some patience with them, because the I think I talked to Karma about this. This is like the specific conversation that's coming up, is this idea, if somebody's trying to do something different, if you keep reminding them when something looks like the old thing, as opposed to how much this doesn't look like the old thing,
exactly, right?
If they're trying, acknowledge how much what you see them doing that's actually in alignment with what they told you they were going to do or right. what they're trying to be.
Right.
Because it's easy to be like, oh, that slip up, and be like, oh, see, same old thing. You're right. Like, no, don't write that off, because that's that right there. I see this all the time.
It's like you was waiting on it.
Yeah, and that's the piece, is you're seeking on it. And I get it, that, you know, I understand where people are coming from, and I don't think they're coming from necessarily a place of wanting to be shooting this person down. They're not coming from a place of anger, whatever it may be. They're trying, but that's how they've gotten so used to recognizing that problem.
Right.
So therefore, they're just recognizing that same problem, right, as opposed to recognizing the progress.
The progress.
And that's,
it ain't as bad as it was last time.
Hey, but just understand that people in their transition, give them some time, right? Okay. Give them some patience. Give them some grace, like in that, like changing your way of thinking and trying to change the way in which you operate. Yeah. People don't understand how much of our stuff is, it's autonomous. Like it, we go, we're at, I can drive to work right now, probably having a whole conversation with you, watching a YouTube video, right, and not hit nothing.
Right.
I know this, like I there's many times I'm spaced out thinking of something and was like, how did I get from the 84 to the 217?
Right.
So understanding that we work in this way, there's a perfect example on the printer at work. In my office, there's my name is like it was at the sixth position. There's two rows of four. It was in the sixth position. So on the right side, somehow my name changed to the left side, the bottom. Even with knowing that, I walk up, my finger automatically goes over to that sixth position. This has been like a week now.
Right.
So understand, even though I know this and I'm trying to, there's a transition period. It's because I'm automatically going into that. And people do not give people a moment. They think change happens light switch. Nothing is a light switch.
Right.
Nothing is a light switch. And if they're really pushing and trying to do and putting the effort forward and trying to figure that out, right, and it's somebody that actually, it don't matter if they don't matter to you, honestly, if it's somebody trying to do something,
right,
give them some space, give them some grace, give them an allowance,
right,
to be able to catch their footing.
Right.
We don't get mad at babies for trying to walk and falling down. We don't do that. They're trying to figure it out.
Right.
They're learning something new. It's a new way of going about it. They've been on the all fours for however many months. When did babies start walking? Like 9 months, 10 months, something like that. Anyways, so yeah.
So like we said plenty of times before, and I know this is something I speak of often, but the goal is of calculated conversations, not to preach perfection or to teach people to be perfect. The idea is to understand imperfection. That's the main difference. You know, we don't always have a teacher. We don't always have parents. Some don't have fathers. Some don't have mothers. You know, it's been rough, man, for a lot of people. And we definitely understand that. When you don't have those leaders and those teachers, all you really have is your experience. Mm-hmm. You know, and experience is the only thing that's going to guide you, you know, as you adjust to everything that happens to you in your life. And as you decide if you like your results or you don't like your results, you know, you put things in a formula and you take things out.
Right.
And you create new. And every time you do that, you move forward. And before you know it, you become wise, you know, in the walk to growth and maturity. And you understand that changes have to be made. Right. You know, that's kind of the bottom line. And I definitely appreciate what you were saying about being patient with people that are in the transition period, because I was having the conversation with a wonderful friend of mine, and we were talking about, you know, how being, you know, feeling like, you know, we somewhere part of the, I feel like the enlightened class, we're getting there. We're becoming more aware of ourselves. We're intelligent. Mm-hmm. We can understand people, empathy, things like that. But the process that it takes the average person to get on that level is crazy. And if we even look back at it, how long did it take us? Right. And so
all of the parts.
And so a lot of my growth has been trying to, understand and be patient with, even though I'm not comfortable as comfortable with as I like to be, because I know the formula like that to change and growth now, just within myself,
right,
that is. And so when you have people you care about and they're not moving on that level, being around them can get a little bit testy and sometimes a bit trying. But what I found actually worked was, you know, just love them.
Mm-hmm. For who they are in that
for who moment. They are at the moment. Mm-hmm. Don't push anything. Support them in things. Just show that you love and that, you know, they don't have to make any changes right now. And as progress and the love gets stronger between the two of you.
Yes.
I think they'll get to a point where they'll say, "Hey, so what do you think I should do?" And now we get into a level where you can act, you got permission, you know, to grab your people and help bring them up and rise them up. You know, and you know, as somebody who is, you know, thinks he's intelligent, you know, and understands things and breaks things down, you know, that's not the easiest thing to do, but it's the only thing I think that works, you know. So I'm having great relationships with people that I care about,
yeah,
who don't think like me now, you know, a lot better than, you know, I normally have, you know, and that's a lot of growth on my part, because I'm like, man, all you gotta do is this, that, the other, right, man, and like, right, you can do it too. Like, we're from the same, yeah, place.
See, but, I think about one of the best compliments, in, you know, and I've, one of the best compliments I get from people, and this is in my hierarchy of what's dope, is being told I can be myself around you,
mm-hmm,
right? And that's, I make it comfortable for people to be who they are,
right?
Because I'm, for the most part, gonna be me, right? I can tell you some things, because I make sure that with the homies, it'd be like, yeah, but like, look, it's very simple, but I'm not pushing this down,
right,
your throat.
Right.
You have the option. I'm giving you the information. What you do with that is what you do with that, right? But you do you. Y'all turn. Y'all do whatever, right? And I'm gonna be here. I'm gonna laugh. I'm gonna throw some jokes in there too. Right. I'm gonna be a part. But there's lines that we're not crossed. There's certain things. No.
Right.
Like, no. Right. And it doesn't matter the setting. I just was in Vegas last week, and I did, my partner's like, you think because I'm in Vegas things change? I am, Dare worked for me. I will preach this the whole time we here.
Right. Absolutely. You know? Absolutely.
It don't change because we out of town, bro. Nah, it's still the same me. Nah, right.
I brought it with me.
Right. And understanding though that with that though, be who you are. When your time is ready, I'm sure it was people talking to me at 25, and I'm like, you get up out of here.
Keep talking, brother.
Yeah. But that's a huge part. We're all in our different processes. And there may be somebody, I run into people that are 31, 32 and got the game. Right. And I be listening and feeling a little bit awkward, like, I'm the OG, like, but I don't take that. I take it as, you know something I don't. Yeah, so let me listen intently.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
There was a funny moment at the Portland Art Museum where there was some videographers there. Mm-hmm. Right. So we go in the hallway, they want to shoot a piece with me and Joyce. But he's giving me the rundown, and don't know I know all this, right? This is what I did for years. But he was hitting me with all the stuff, which it was great, sir. But it was like some of the things he was giving, I was like, yikes, like I would say that same thing. But I used to always hate when people would be like, oh yeah, no, I do, and give me the, and so I was like, let me let him do, like, I'm gonna act like I don't know. So I'm doing everything he's saying. He's in control here. Let him have that, knowing that I could probably tell you more about that camera in your hand than you than you can tell me, right? But let them have that.
Right.
It's just I as we're going through and we're growing, and even for ourselves too, that's another piece, is giving ourselves, be patient with ourselves,
right,
because that's where, like, the way to frame that is, somebody was talking about being on a diet or sticking to whatever, and then them having a day where they went crazy. It's like, that doesn't eliminate the 10 days you went and did what you needed to do, what you set out to do. That one day doesn't take away. Okay, now take that as a lesson, be aware of what this thing is. Mm-hmm. Now keep running, right? Don't just, oh, I ate bad today, so I'm out. Right. That's not how that processes, right? That's not how that should process for you. But understanding to give yourself some leeway. There's days where I just feel like trash. Like, it's just not even trash. I'm just operating at a low level, right? And I have to remind myself, like, I do a lot. Right. We do a lot. My people do a lot. We're out here.
Yeah.
So you can have a day of, oh, it's okay to chill.
Yeah.
It's okay to be lazy. It's okay to not have the energy to answer everybody's life question.
Right.
There's certain people I know, when that phone rings, it's like, okay, I gotta mentally prepare to walk through whatever cliff they're on. Right. Sometimes I don't have that.
Right.
I don't have that in me. I might need that in that moment.
And a lot of times they don't ask you even have time to talk.
Right. They go straight into it. But understanding that sometimes that is being able to give yourself that, and it doesn't make you a bad friend. It doesn't make you a bad spouse. It doesn't make you a bad anything to some days need to turn it down.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and turn it off. Be unplugged for a moment for yourself.
Right.
And if you stumble, cool. That's a part of it. There's no way, if you're giving your 100% every day, right? That's different. That looks different every day.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody hitting that same 100% level every day. But if you gave it what you had, then you essentially left it all out there.
Right.
But again, that looks different every day. So give yourself a little bit of leeway. Give the people you know, you love, give them a bit of leeway.
Right.
Be supportive in that transition, in that change, right? If that's something that they've even slightly mentioned, even if you don't necessarily believe it up front, right? If they're saying it, they're at least trying to speak it,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And understand the value that's in that, of saying something out loud, what actual courage that takes to put something out there and want to stand up and live up to that.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And put it out there for critique.
You don't know what they had to go through in order to say that,
right?
And mm-hmm, come to you with that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're just a person that's always throwing stuff out there, then it might be a little harder to grasp it. But still, take and see what they're going to do with that.
Right.
And again, be patient.
Be patient.
That's it. Be patient.
That patient thing is, speaking of that patient thing, man, I feel like that is a concept that is highly, highly underrated. I've learned as I've been growing and, you know, becoming an adult and becoming a man, like I realized the beauty of being patient and what that does for you and how calm that keeps you,
man,
you know, and how centered that keeps you, and focused,
man,
and being okay with not having everything right now, not having all the answers now,
hey,
without knowing exactly how now.
It's okay to say, I don't know.
Perfectly okay to say you don't know. I mean, we almost prefer you don't know so that you open your mind up so that you can learn, you know. So patience is the one thing I think that complicates, or the lack of it, it really complicates the lives of a lot of people, because we're kind of taught that we need things right now. We need that immediate gratification now. And that now thing is where people literally, I feel like, compromise a lot of self values, you know, a lot of they sacrifice a lot of love, you know, a lot of communication, a lot of respect,
man,
because of something that they want to happen now, you know, and then having that thing blow up in your face and then realizing it doesn't work now.
And especially for people who are known or looked to have an answer,
right?
That's it weighs even more on you to be able to say, I don't know.
Yeah.
Instead of just throwing something out there that people are gonna latch on to.
Mm-hmm.
That's where a deep breath before responding, like that pause of to think about it. And don't huff and puff and give somebody the idea that you're tripping. But giving yourself a second,
right,
to let that thought process, or saying, I don't know right now, or I'll get back to you. Let me think about that. How much that can save something, especially being in a space that we think we do have to respond.
Well, if they say, I ain't got time, the way I need to know right now, you're supposed to be the guru, Ken.
Hey, Googles it.
What?
Googles.
What's that?
Hit the Googles. Google.
Googles.
But yeah, but in that vein, it is a thing of just being able to say, I don't know. I learned that, I feel like, on the job. Of how many times I thought I had all the data here and gave an answer and felt like an idiot when I went back and looked at the numbers. Like, oh,
right.
That was the wrong one. So I've learned through too many times of feeling like, ooh, chill out, that I'll get back to you. I have an answer. I don't have it right now. It'll be to you shortly. Then I can go over here and check the data.
More information.
That's it.
The more information, the merrier.
And double check. Even if you think you haven't, you may not be sure.
Yeah, even if you don't. That's why I like when you said that, you know, when the guy came in, the camera guy, and he was telling you how it is, you didn't say nothing. I mean, he could possibly have a piece of information you might not have.
That.
Exactly. And you can be like, oh, good thing I didn't act like I knew it all. But
that.
And we also want the listeners out there to remember that the Calculated Conversation show will be back in the Oregon State Correctional Institution on another speaking engagement on November 23rd. Right? They asked us back. They loved us. We got a lot of great feedback. It is truly, truly a blessing to be chosen to even take a part in that, you know, just blown away by the response and the fact that they're still in there digesting the information we gave them. And now they have more, you know, people inside wanting to join the class and sign up and stuff. And so, you know, I really believe that Calculated Conversation is on a great course right now. And we getting some work done. And so.
And what about the Tacoma thing?
Oh, yeah. Tacoma. We've also been asked to present in Tacoma, Washington at the Boys and Girls Club coming up next month. So. We'll keep you guys updated. And this will be videoed, so we'll put this on the Calculated Conversation page if you don't live in lovely Tacoma.
Tacoma.
Is it lovely out there? I mean, I heard different takes on it.
It's aromatic. There's nice aromatics out there. With that being said.
Right, they do got a dome, right?
No, we've kidding. Wrapped up another episode.
Heard they had a dome.
Of Calculated Conversation radio show. We thank y'all for tuning in. He's going to drop you with all the socials.
Yeah, just don't forget to follow us on Facebook at the Calculated Conversation Radio Show, because that's where you will see, and the only place you will see us record live. It won't be on anybody's personal page, okay? The Calculated Conversation Radio Show page. And also on IG, we at Calculated Conversation, Gmail, calculatedconversation@gmail. And all the shows are online at www.calculatedconversation.com. What about the iTunes?
So you can find us on iTunes.
You can just type in Calculated Conversation on iTunes. And what about Google?
Google Play Store. I think Stitcher. Is Stitcher what falls under there? I'm not familiar with the Android landscape, to be honest. So.
I'm not either, and I got the phone. But the point is, just follow us and make sure that you guys share your, tell your friends, share the pages. Anything we can do to enlighten each other, to connect, you know, to have these conversations. It's all for, you know, the spread of human interaction, human love and respect and honor, and growth together. So keep that in mind. So until next week, we appreciate you guys.
KBOO is getting ready for our annual book and record sale.
This is a great time to clean out those closets and shelves and turn your old books, records, and CDs into cash for community radio.
Bring them to KBOO Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. till 7 p.m.
We are accepting donations of books, vinyl records, CDs, and DVDs through Saturday, December 14th. The sale will be held on December 21st. Stay tuned for details.
Your unwanted books, records, and DVDs are treasure to someone else. Help them find new homes while raising money for our community radio station, KBOO.
If you have questions or want to arrange for a pickup of donations, please email volunteer@kboo.org or call 503-231-8255. 0-3-2 extension 213.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the book launch for Storm, Rack, and Spindrift on Thursday, November 21st from 7 to 8 p.m. at another read-through in Portland. Storm, Rack, and Spindrift is a Scottish and Canadian immigrant drama, a coming-of-age story set in Nova Scotia and Scotland, dealing with political disenfranchisement, religious prejudice, and class consciousness. Again, that's the book launch for Storm, Rack, and Spindrift on Thursday, November 21st from 7 to 8 p.m. at another read-through, 3932 North Mississippi Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Hello and welcome to a new edition of Melting Pot Radio Program with your guest host, DJ Panaflex. This is Se Cuatro Pedro with Vamos Ficar Por Aquí on KBOO FM. Yaloni, Se Cuatro Pedro.
Ela diz que me ama, mas sei que não. Até fiz bem, mas é em vão, porque eu sei. E não desejo isso pra ninguém. Por isso é que isso não pode ir além. Então vamos acabar, amor. Deixar de se altrabar. Não tem por que insistir no erro. Até porque ninguém é de ferro. Não, nós vamos ficar por aqui. Hey, oh, oh, oh.
isso nunca vai melhorar. Por isso é que isso não pode ir além. Vamos parar de brincar e procurar alguém para amar. E pra não piorar este erro, não vamos inventar só. Same level. Tu eras o rap, eu era o cool clever. Tu eras a minha Wesa e eu teu na grelha. E o combinado foi ficarmos juntos até ficares velha. But I don't know what's going on right here. Cause when I say nah, yeah, I say yeah. Queria dizer que já não posso mais contigo. Cada passo que eu dou sinto-me a bazar para trás. Não, não é por mal que eu digo isso. É que eu sinto-me mal a cada vez que penso nisso. Então minha proposta é essa. Vazou pro meu caminho e dou-te um beijinho na testa. Não, nós vamos ficar por aqui. A nossa história chegou
ao fim. KBOO Portland, listener powered non-corporate community radio. Blue lights, home. Be a last baby.